It's been a big weekend for Ford fans. And the Hidden Valley crowd acknowledging the great performance of Shell V Power Racing today. Scotty McLaughlin's got one corner to run. Yesterday was all about his teammate. Today, it's all about the 24-year-old Kiwi. Number 17, Scott McLaughlin, is the winner. Race number 12 of the championship.
Well, there he is, Scotty McLaughlin, winning up there at Hidden Valley in Darwin in the supercars. Great performance. Not so much the burnout in celebration afterwards. We've got him on the line now. G'day, Scott.
Hey, boys. Yeah, burnout was average, boys.
What happened? Talk us through the burnout.
I don't want to talk about it. It was really bad, unfortunately. Look, one of those things. But we'll take the win, and no points for burnout, thankfully. So that's the main thing.
Hey, Scotty, the great news is this team is absolutely flying, including Saturday, Fabian Coulthard getting the job done then, and then, of course, Sunday, the big show, and the team came together again.
Yeah, no, thankfully the team got it done. You know, Shelby Power Racing, you know, me and Fab's been working together really well, and it's been a good partnership so far. So we're enjoying it. We're lucky to have these cars underneath us and the team behind us, and we're very excited.
What do you put it down to? You're 10 points behind Fabian Coulthard now. When do you know that you've got a good car underneath you? Straight away, as soon as you get in there, what's the difference?
I mean, this weekend it was pretty much straight away. We knew we had a good car, a good package. It was just about making sure that we did the right job with it. I feel like yesterday we probably didn't do. Saturday we probably didn't do the best job with it. And then made a couple of mistakes. So I had to sort of think about it overnight. And Sunday was a lot better for us than the 17, and we definitely made up for it.
Is it fun racing someone like a Jamie Wynn Cup, particularly when you get the cash? I imagine it's even more fun, Scott. But how demanding is it?
It's tough. You know, Jamie's a hard competitor, and at the end of the day, we race hard and fair. But he doesn't give much away. And to be honest, the whole race I was puffing like blowing diesel, mate. It was full on. So I'm really excited to get the win for the team. But it was bloody tough. Like, Jamie's a great competitor and someone that I highly respect.
What was it like competing in Darwin? I read here that it must have been pretty bloody hot up there.
Yeah, it was about 62 degrees in the cabin. Wow. So it was very hot. We lost probably about 3 kilos in the race and sweat. So unfortunately, the Darwin heat doesn't provide us with much relief. So we were pretty struggling there for a little bit, but we're stoked to get the win for sure.
Mate, can you win the overall championship? Clearly you can.
Oh, look, I'd love to, but, at the end of the day, we're in like a perfect spot here with, Shelby Power 1-2, just ahead of Jamie. Jamie hasn't won a race, but he's right up there with us. So hopefully we can keep it there, and, me and Fabs will work hard.
The next event is the Townsville 400 on July 7. What do you do between now and then to improve?
We'll just go. I'm going back to Queensland now to work out, a bit of things for the team. Go through that data and just see the guys that didn't come to the track and work out where I can improve. But hopefully, there's not too much in regards to the car. We just need to work on myself a little bit with the starts and a few things, and come back a bit stronger.
Now, Scott, we've done about the last 5 Darwin Cup carnivals up there, so we understand what it's like in the top end. It can be a little bit wild when the nights come about. Where'd you finish, monsoons or somewhere else?
Oh, it's pretty quiet, boys. I was in bed by 9 o'clock.
So. Yeah.
It was a great night.
Mate, you're entitled to celebrate. We do thank you, mate. Well done yesterday. Terrific victory, and this team is just going gangbusters so far. Dick Johnson Racing, backed by Team Penske, of course, doing an outstanding job. We thank you so much, Scott. Have a good sleep, buddy.
Nah, thanks, boys. I'm looking forward to sleep. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well done. Scotty McLaughlin there. He's a Kiwi, but he's a very likable Kiwi.
So, he made a bit, yeah, he
they're
did.
Not all like that.
Oh, please.
But he's a very likable Kiwi. He's a
fast
Kiwi driver who needs to work, certainly, on his donuts. But they're good now. So that means Fabian Coulthard, his teammate who won on Saturday, he's on 1,330 points. Scotty's only 10 points behind, as you mentioned, on 1,320. Jamie Wincup, well, he's flat out seen a checkered flag at the moment, Jamie, but he's really being consistent. So he's in third place, and he's not about to go away. And Shane Van Gisbergen, arguably the quickest man out there, he's in fourth position.